while we've got the sale up here, we're also trying to find winners on the weekend. And Bennett Racing is those familiar colours that we'll see in action at Flemington, the Standish with the Astrologist. And as Nathan joins me now, there's also the Future Stars that you've been purchasing over the last couple of days. It's an exciting period. How are you?
Yeah, good, Mick, yourself?
Very well.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it is exciting up here, mate, at the Gold Coast. Always good to be up here and buy Future Stars for the stable.
Now, how restrained are you when it gets into the ring about sticking to a budget?
I've actually gone a fair way over my budgets this year and haven't been able to land any of those horses, but the first 2 days have been pretty hot. But yesterday we were lucky enough to find a really nice Zoo Star filly with a good page and a very active family, so she might have a fair few upgrades coming her way, which she actually already has an upgrade of a nice three-year-old colt that's a Metro winner, and we didn't pay overs for her. I think we did really well and paid $180,000 for her, and Zoo Star's averaging about $415,000, I think. So yeah, we're just sort of, you've got to get knocked down but get back up again and be there.
Is that the band that you try to play in? Is that easier to syndicate those priced horses with your clients?
Yeah, it's easier to syndicate them when they're cheaper. But in saying that, every time we've paid 180, or we've done it twice now, they've syndicated very quickly. So it's sort of, I think people know when you buy a quality horse, so they want to get involved in them pretty quickly. So I think the class of her will stand out, and she'll probably be our first horse fully sold. I think she's sitting at about 65% already, and we haven't made a phone call, so...
That's great, Nathan. Just looking through the results, you also bought a Real Steel and an All Too Hard.
Yeah, so the Real Steel, it's a pretty exciting sort of setup, that one, because it's a I'm Invincible mare, winner at two over 1,200, and then Real Steel is a champion horse overseas, and it's got the Japanese cross with Deep Impact being the stallion of Real Steel. So, yeah, it's a pretty exciting sort of little family there, and it's got Miss Catherine, the mare's a half-sister to Miss Catherine.
She was really fast for Henry Dwyer, wasn't she?
She was.
Around the valley, yeah.
Very fast horse, so it's for $50,000, that's a very good buy, I think.
Yep, and the All Too Hard from Rosari?
The All Too Hard, we just purchased him as a racehorse. He just looks like an All Too Hard. They're not flashy-looking horses. They just look like racehorses. He'll end up a gelding. We'll probably geld him sooner rather than later because he's a pretty strong boy now. But we actually, the half-brother actually trialled in Perth and won a trial pretty well, and Simon Miller's got a pretty big rap on it, so he might actually have a pedigree update pretty soon. So.
And that horse is strong through the second dam as well, through Odyssey Moon. That's, he's at stud now, isn't he?
Yeah, it's not a bad little page. It says it's her fifth foal, but there might be one coming through the ranks that's quite good, and sometimes with that, some of the foals mightn't get to the races, or they might pass away or have an accident or something, and so it's not a knock on the mare as such.
We seem to be seeing a lot more of your colours. How many in the team now?
So now with the three we've purchased, we're up to 42 in the team, so it's building. We purchased 18 horses last year, which I didn't think would happen, but... Yeah, our clients are good clients, and they're backing us to the hills, and they know that the system's working, so it's going good, mate.
It's almost a dream, isn't it, from where your background was to where you are now, you know, doing form and having a punt and then now becoming a decent player in the sport.
Yeah, it is. It's been good, mate. Phil Wells and Rick Wells, they're well behind me in the team, and they helped me, and they've helped me get to where we are now, and I thank them for everything that they've done, and they sort of have got me into the actual industry as such, and now I know a lot of people, and so the boys have really helped that, which is great.
That's another great story, isn't it? We were talking yesterday about sort of different pathways and opportunities for people coming through, and that's another great example of you, isn't it, coming from a more of a punting background, getting into the, you know, ownership and syndication side of things.
Yeah, it was interesting because we had a fair bit of luck on the punt, and then a few of the guys just said, oh, we want to get a horse. And then I met Phil through a friend of mine, and it sort of all just started happening from there, which was great. We purchased Goldie Fox 1 year, and she ended up our first horse and was stakes placed. Oh, sorry, 100% was our first horse, and he was a Metro winner, and then she was stakes placed. So it all sort of took off pretty quickly, and then, yeah, here we are today with 42 horses four years later.
Which is easier, punting or picking yearlings?
Oh, I think picking yearlings, mate.
Okay,
yeah. I would have gone with punting, but okay.
have you got the memorable punting moment that helped fund what you're doing or started it off?
Yeah, I do, mate. I actually picked Wanted to win the Newmarket into Rangy Rangdo to win the Doncaster.
Sure.
And it was a long way out. And I think I got odds of 199 to 1, I'm pretty sure. I put a little bit on it, and at that stage I was actually living at Mum's because I was building a house, and she thought I'd had a heart attack out the back. I won a fair bit of money on that one. It was pretty good.
Gee, what price did Rangy Rangdo on the day? Did you do any laying off?
I think he was 18 to 1 on the day. Right. But, I got a hell of a lot more than that. It was,
those it are the days.
You still punting?
No, no.
If your old self was here in your punting mode, would you be having a crack at the astrologist in the Standish?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's good up the straight, isn't he? He's so good.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's sort of become that straight six specialist, hasn't he? He's just a really good horse up the straight. And I don't want to get ahead of ourselves with him, but Leon and I have been watching him work at Geelong, and the horse has gone to another level. He's just working like you watch him do 24 seconds home, and you're like, oh, what was that even time, Leon? And he's like, no, he just did that in 23.9, and you're like, what? And the horse is just cruising.
Was it this time last year he really started to get into the zone, and because he had success at the Gold Coast, and then he just basically kept on racing?
Yeah, so he's taken a long time to mature. Like, yep. Melbourne Cup Day a couple of years ago, he nearly won the stakes race after winning at Geelong on Cup Day. And we thought he was up that level, so we chucked him in the deep end, and he was half a head off winning it. One of Daly's good horses won it. Pretty sure it was Exhilarates, I think. Mm-hmm. He's taken a lot of time, but every prep he's just raising the bar, and last prep he certainly did that and just went through his grades, and I think he might do it again.
Did he have a slight issue with his breathing, or am I getting mixed up with the... Because he sort of like that, especially after like the preparation we're just talking about, he did go to a couple of new levels.
Yeah, so we scoped him one day and the vet thought that he might have had a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
And he said, I wouldn't run him past 1,200. So we ran him at 14.
What a vet, and no.
he got to the 150, and one of Mark Cavanaugh's horses got him, and then he actually fought back and won the race. So we're like, I don't think the horse has got any breathing issues. But we haven't ran him at 1,400 again. We've just kept him at 1,200 down the straight, and hence why we're not up here with him in any of the races. We said we didn't want to take him away from the straight, which I think is a smart move.
And is this maybe a little trial for something that you could be looking at even bigger down the Flemington straight later in autumn? Because this summer sprint series has been good. Putting the Standish back, this could be a nice lead into a possible Newmarket run?
That's the plan, mate. We want to get him there and have a crack at it. And, yeah, it'd be pretty exciting if we can get him there, which I think he'd get in with his rating anyway now. But it'd be great if he could start his prep off this weekend. And I think at the 150, he'll be in front. It'll take a good horse to run him down.
$5.50, Gareth.
Jump on.
Sounds like he should be fine.
I tell you what, if he's as fit as his trainer, or co-trainer, Troy Corstens, he'll be getting the job done. That's been a remarkable transformation by Troy, and hats off to him. He walked past us the other day, and I couldn't believe it. After you haven't seen someone for a little while, he's running every day. How many kilos has he lost?
He's lost about 30, I think.
Yeah, 35.
Yeah.
It's one of the great stories. So whoever's been training him, well done.
Well, he might have been Leon.
Hopefully he's training his horses in the same manner. Exactly. Right.
Lindsay Smith, and this is a true story, about, I don't know, 20 or 20 years probably ago, he fell in love with his wife.
She's a
nurse, and she's a lot younger than Lindsay. So Lindsay decided to get really fit and go to the gym, and he did a running program. And he says that what he learned from training himself to get fit, he also used that with a few of the
horses.
With his horses in his training regimes.
Yeah,
with the interval training that he was doing, and so there you go. Troy might be doing the same.
You're going to have a crack at that program, weren't you?
Yeah, I've had a few different training regimes over my lifetime. You need to remain consistent. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen.
Troy might have to get his syndicator on it, I think.
Yeah.
Nate, good luck today. You've got a few more bullets left to fire?
Yeah, we do, mate. Yeah, we've got I think we've probably got 25 horses on each day still that we can have a go at, and couple of them will, well, probably majority of them will go for a bit more than we're willing to go to, but we really want to find a even better bred filly than what we've already purchased, and we had a crack yesterday. We actually were we went to 500 on Stay Inside's half, so we had a crack at her but just couldn't get the job done, and we also had a crack at Extreme Choices half as well, but just couldn't get the job done again, so just fallen short. But yeah, one of them will fall our way.
What happens when you got 500,000 is your budget, and it's 505, 510. How do you remain disciplined not just to go another, like, what's 15,000 if you're going to spend 500?
This is why you don't bid on horses.
No, but if you really, really wanted it, it must be difficult to walk away.
Yeah, it is. You've got to stick to the plan and you've got to sort of suck it up a bit and cop it on the chin.
Yep.
Someone else is going to pay more, I'm going to walk away. And as it fell yesterday, lot 187, well, she could have been a $300,000 or $400,000 filly, and we've waited and we paid 180 for her. So you got to be disciplined.
Yeah.
And if people want to get involved with Bennett Racing, what's the best way to get in contact?
Yeah, they can contact me on my phone number, mate, which is 0418 483046, or they can jump on the website, and on the first page they can put all their info on and we'll contact them, and or they can just send us an email through that as well.
Well, there's plenty of good horses to fill. You might get the next astrologist, so we'll see him down the straight on Saturday.
You'll be getting texts now, hey, Nathan, any winners?
You're welcome.
What's your best on the weekend?
I'd say he'd be our best, mate.
Yeah, no doubt. Good on you, Nate. Best of luck.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks guys.
Nathan. Cheers. Bennett from Bennett Racing joining us live here at the Gold Coast. Thanks to Magic Millions. We'll take a break. More after this.